It's Mail It In Friday, brought to you by Old Tomorrow Craft Beer.
I just sort of space out for about an hour.
Yeah, it's Mail It In Friday.
I just stare at my desk, but it looks like I'm working.
So what?
I'd say in a given week, I probably only do about 15 minutes of real, actual work.
Shut up and drive.
This is Overdrive with Hayes, Noodles, and the O-Dog on TSN 1050.
Well, I knew you were going to do this to me. I knew it was going to happen.
What's that?
We got the 10K on Sunday, and now the O-Dog, he's got other plans for Saturday, and there's a chance he won't make it back on time.
I don't know.
I knew you were going to do this.
Dude, I told you. Here's the scenario. I have to fly to Ottawa with the panel. Duthie and Dave Poulin were all going. And I think the game's at 3.
Yep.
And our flight's at 8:45. So
that's plenty of time. I've told you. I'm just saying,
if there's triple overtime, we probably don't make the flight.
There's a car, rental car. You can drive back. You know
that is not happening.
Remember the opening night of the season? I drove back that night.
But you're a lunatic, though. That made no sense.
Yeah, that was a loser move.
It still doesn't make sense why you came home. Why did you come home?
We had our kid. We wanted to make sure that the kid got to school the next morning. Like, we have childcare. Like, it was...
Well, you didn't leave her on the street.
No, I know, but I like getting up with my kid and getting her to school and stuff. That's the reason why. I mean, I'm a busy guy, but I don't get the luxury of that every day when I'm traveling. So I came home. That other fool slept in the car the whole time.
Oh, see, she's saying it was the opposite.
What are you talking about?
She just said into my ear that she actually was the one that got home and did stuff around the house, and you ended up going back to sleep.
Oh, really? Because she had 4 hours of sleep in the vehicle. That's what it was.
I see.
I listened to an Oiler game that night on Sirius XM.
Is that right?
All right. It was really good.
Well, I would like to get to the bottom of why there isn't a flight out of Ottawa to Toronto later than 8:45.
I would love that, too, because that way I could come home after games. Instead of taking the 6 a.m. or the 7 a.m., I usually take the 6 a.m. the next morning.
You would think Ottawa, Toronto, there would be 10 o'clock.
There are.
O'clock.
There are going that way. I've taken a midnight flight
going
into Ottawa. Just come Ottawa out. There's the last one is 8:30.
See, that doesn't make any sense to me because more people live in Toronto. So wouldn't you think there would be more people thinking, I got to get out of here to get home?
Even to connect somewhere or something.
Exactly.
I go to Ottawa, 25 times a year?
But you do regular season games, so you know there's a limit in terms of how long a game is going to go.
Hang on a second.
Right.
The one thing I got to ask you, like, you get really weird about things sometimes. And the thing is, like, let's just say the game went to quadruple overtime and I had to stay in Ottawa. Why do you take it so personally that I couldn't be there on Sunday?
Because you're the one that started.
No.
You want the answer? I'll give you a few answers here.
Just one second. If I walked beside you or not, you just finished the race. You're going to get in your car. You're going to go home anyway. So, like, the idea of you not talking to me for 10K, does that, like, really ruin your day?
Well, he's already out. He's got the wonky back.
He's injured.
He's out.
But I'm going to be there.
You're still going to be there. I don't think you should come down. I don't see why you would come down.
Why?
I don't know. I'm with you. You don't need to show up at the finish line. What are you going to do?
Cheer
me on as I'm crawling?
I'm going to give you the water or, an old tomorrow beer.
I'll be hyperventilating. Be there with a...
I'm going to be there.
9-1 dial.
I'm out of town tomorrow. I fly back. I land at 7:30. And I'm going to come straight downtown.
But the point is, this... all started with your idea. You were the one that came in one day.
Dude, I get it, but if I can't be there, I can't be there. And by the way, I said it yesterday, if it's raining, I am not losing toenails like a three-toed sloth. Okay?
But if we're going to walk it anywhere, you're not going to lose a toenail. But the point is...
Dude, that's how I lost toenails, by walking.
But it was longer than a 10K. You said it was like
32.
32K, that's a lot different than a 10K.
10's a joke. I can do 10, no problem.
Exactly.
Well,
apparently you can't.
That's the thing. Maybe you can't.
We're going to do it, but I'm just saying if...
But you said if it's raining...
If we don't make the flight, then I got to stay over.
I understand that. And now...
There is also, which is up to Duthie... The car service that brings us to the airport from the rink has offered to drive us home
Oh.
Which I don't know if I want to sign up for.
They're not going to do that. Duffy's not going to want to come home. And
maybe he
Pooley
will.
And whoever else is there
Pooley
with the crew.
Will. Pooley's an efficient person. Problem is 4 hours in a car with him, you know you're going to have to stop at a gas station, and that could go wrong or terribly sideways.
I just know it's going to be me sitting there like a loser all by myself in my old Tomorrow hat.
Well,
it's going to be snowing apparently on Sunday.
I
don't really want to do it either. I mean, I'm in the same spot. This is like an exam that you didn't study for, and you're praying the professor sends an email the night before saying, actually, it's canceled. I can't make it in.
Let me read something.
Like it's one of those situations. They're talking flooding downtown, which would be a horrible situation. Yeah. But there's
a
chance.
They might cancel it.
I don't know. What's the rule when it comes to postponing or...
Well,
I don't know. I hope I don't want that to happen. I want people to get out there and do their thing.
We are three pathetic losers, like trying to figure out if this is going to be canceled because of weather. I'll read you the email that I received this morning from Good Life Fitness Toronto Marathon. Your bib number. Hello, Jeff. Are you excited about the 10K as much as we are?
Mark. No.
We're only a few days away. Below are the details of your registration, including your assigned bib number. You will need this information to pick up your kit at the expo. Please have your bib number ready. Jeff O'Neill, event 10K. Your start time, 7:30. Confirmation code, bib number, no shuttle ticket.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Maybe there's a shuttle to the starting or the finish line.
How about a shuttle all the way through the race? any chance we could sign up for that? Give me a shuttle for 10K.
Oh, here. There's a weather update. Like you, we're watching the weather forecast for race on Sunday. Environment Canada and the local meteorologists are calling for a daytime high temperature of approximately 5 degrees. Be prepared with warm clothing at the finish line. Utilize the bag check or have a family member have a warm change of clothes for you. So basically they're saying you're going to freeze your ass off and have
Look what you got us involved in. Like, why did you have to come in and say that this is what you were going to do? And then why was I dumb enough to
say, I'll jump
on that train, too?
We're the idiots that are like, yeah, let's do it.
It's so true. We could have just said, we're not doing that. You're not going to do that. We're not going to do it. Instead, for whatever reason, I became a team player and said I'm in. And now I'm the only idiot sitting. It's like tennis all of a sudden. There's no team.
Are you staying at your parents' house on Friday?
No, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Saturday.
It says, here's the race
I probably should stay in the city.
Yeah. If you have to drive all the way, you'll have to get up at 4:30 in the morning. You will be so miserable.
I'm telling you, I can already picture it. I'm going to be there at 7:30. I'm going to be the only idiot. People are going to come by and say, hey, where's O-Dog? And then I'm going to have to explain it while he was on the panel and I went to Triple OT and Carlson scored.
No, you could say that he doesn't want to lose a toenail. That's why.
Yeah, or this is not great weather if you want to keep your toenails.
Here's the race day shuttle buses to start line. That's what it is. Transportation to the start lines will be available for paid participants from 6 a.m. to 7:15. Hilton Hotel on Richmond Street or Ontario Place on Remembrance Drive.
Those I'm not going all the way downtown. I mean, I guess the point is, you park down at the finish line, and then they take you up to the start.
Oh, okay,
right?
Yeah.
So that would make sense, but I'm probably not going to take advantage of that.
If we both show up at this like starting point, do you have any interest in a Rosie Ruiz situation?
No, we can't do that. We cannot jump in a cab or a rickshaw.
I think that would be brilliant.
If we get caught... I honestly wonder if we're walking it.
We're not trying to. We're not Kenyan.
What would happen if you got caught in the back of a cab?
That's what I'm saying. I'm suggesting. I think TSN might suspend us at the very least. They might fire us over that. That would be such embarrassing press.
If we took a cab during a,
why?
If we got spotted, because. Like this is we work at a sports network. This is like the goodwill of sports. People are out there chugging it out. You know, the 10K, there's going to be some grit grinders out there. There'll be some kids, some older people. I hope I see a guy in jeans.
What about a people mover? Maybe you could, I believe there's a people mover that
You know the subway system better than anybody.
I do, but it's not going to, they're going to have the whole route shut down. Some busy's not going to come cruising through the route, the 10K.
I'm talking subway, though.
Yeah, there is no. I think we're going down the extension. You can't take the subway.
I don't know.
Start at Rosedale Station. I guess we could go down to Union.
Could you imagine?
Imagine we dust everyone else. But we beat them by 45 minutes.
The gun. But what if the gun goes off?
We win the 10K.
The gun goes off. You guys sprint to Rosedale Station. And then get on the.
We douse our head in water and then we just cross the finish line to win the 10K.
That would be quite something, wouldn't it? We're not even wet. Like we're just dry as a bone. It's pouring rain outside. Like you guys are really, really good at this. Someone texting and said, Hayes is that loser in high school who was invited to a movie by the cool kids, but he's the only one who actually shows up.
Yeah,
that's essentially going to be me on Sunday.
I'll be there.
You'll be there in support.
I'm going to be there in support and spirit, but I just can't run or I could probably walk some of it. It's a little tough on the
herniated
disc.
You need a pair of big baller brand shoes
for
$495.
Spend $500 on this dope shoes?
I think this guy is completely he's ruining his son's career. For a nobody to just come on the scene and come up with a shoe,
man. If this
for $495, and the shoe's ugly.
I don't mind actually the look of the shoe. I don't think it's as bad as I thought it was going to be.
Well,
I thought it was going to be horrible, and it's not the worst looking shoe.
Let me ask you this, though. And
the thing
is,
though, guys, there's nothing behind it. People know about Jordan. They know about Kobe.
Yeah.
They know about Steph Curry. What, this kid in college shoe is worth $500?
They do know about this guy now, right?
Yeah.
Like, I got a big
problem.
They
know about him because his dad's an idiot.
Right. And I got a real problem with the fact that he is exploiting his son the way that he is. This has kind of a he got game, Jesus Shuttlesworth vibe to it.
Yeah.
Where he's totally overbearing. It's all about him. It's not about the kids. It's about him getting his name out there. He never made it, so he's going to be the man. I got a real problem with that. I don't like the fact that I feel like this is going to lead to confrontation down the road. But
yeah.
I'll be honest, there's a part of me that respects the fact that this guy's like, I'm just going to do it on my own. And we're going to do it on our own and forget Nike, forget Under Armour, forget Adidas.
Right.
We're going to be entrepreneurs here. Like, that's the big thing that's starting to spread online. People are jumping behind the fact that they're entrepreneurs as opposed to endorsers. It's almost like anti-establishment. Forget the big corporations. You go out on your own.
Start your own clothing line. Start your this and that.
Like, and you control your own brand. But the problem is when you price it at $500.
It's asinine.
You just become an idiot.
Yeah.
Just immediately become an idiot.
I'll tell you, if that guy walked, for example, and this is where I wanted to go. We have Carlo on the show, right, in the 6 o'clock hour. I want to ask him this,
too. He doesn't get hurt.
Carlo Koliakova will be in here at 6 p.m.
So if Carlo, I'm going to ask him the same thing, and all. If that kid walked into our dressing room that I was in, he'd get tuned up. Like, not physically, but you'd give it to him. Say, like, is your dad allowed? You'd always be on him. Say, you know, can we go out for practice? Is your dad allowing us to?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, it would constantly be verbally assaulted because this guy's coming in with that type of, I guess, X crossed by his name.
Well, that kind of fanfare, that kind of buzz when he hasn't earned any of it at the NBA level, it also is putting on that much more pressure for him to be great because the whole family's relying on it now.
Yeah.
Like, the only way this big baller's brand actually takes off, because it's creating buzz now, because
right.
The guy's an interesting guy. He's charismatic. You can hate him. You can love him, whatever, but you've got to take on him
right.
at the very least. But if Lonzo Ball gets to the NBA and he's brutal, he'll be goofed on that much more and he'll be forgotten.
What if he doesn't want to wear his dad's shoes?
Well, that's what I think will happen down the road. But at this point, he seems to be in on it,
Tied
and he's
in,
like,
yeah.
Okay, I'm 19. This is the way it is. That's why I feel for the kid because, by all accounts, A, he's a great player. B, he's kind of a soft-spoken, behind-the-scenes, kind of, I'm just along for the ride type of guy. But this could go their way. Like, if he gets drafted by the Lakers and wins Rookie of the Year, he will blow up. He will be huge. But think about how much pressure is on Lonzo Ball now to actually follow through with that. If he steps into the NBA and he's a bust, his dad might kick him out of the family. That's what bothers me about
the whole
situation.
You're right. There's a lot of pressure on it. I just think of, for example, like, I loved Vaughn goalie pads. I wore them my whole career. What if my dad made some in his garage and I looked like Archer's Erbe and I got to wear his pads because this jackass is like, well, we can get rich off of this. I'm relying on you. And I roll out there in street hockey pads. Like, that's basically what he's doing.
Try these McLennan street hockey pads.
These McLennans. They look great. And they're not as bad as people think. And then I break my kneecap because there's no padding in them. And they're homemade in somebody's garage. Like, the shoe looks all right. I agree. It doesn't look awful. Would I spend $500 for that? No.
No chance. No. And there's flip-flops for like $220.
Dude,
it's crazy.
It is.
Come
it's
on.
A joke.
It is crazy.
About it. It's an absolute joke. Nobody's going to buy this shoe. It's going to flop. And then they're going to have to explain themselves. That's what's going to happen.
Well, unless the
more
guy's
than likely,
a superstar.
That's where it's going. But
yeah,
no
kidding. Who the hell wants to go into a store and say, I want a Lonzo Ball shoe?
Well, you can only get it online, and my understanding is they're not even going to have shipments in until the fall. So you go online, you buy a pair for $500 right now, you don't get them until, like, November. So
yeah, that's great.
What if at that point he's playing in, you know, Milwaukee or something?
Let's just keep an eye on the updated, whatever the website's saying, how many shoes have been ordered, because I guarantee you it's not a lot.
Yeah, we'll keep track of that. People tracking Twitter earlier today in terms of the Pittsburgh Penguins practice.
Yeah.
I'm not a big fan of play-by-play at practices on Twitter. In fact, 99% of the time I think it's useless. This is the one time.
Crosby, first guy on the ice.
I think I actually would sign up for it, and I get behind it. We're talking Crosby concussion, what, 3 days later, and he's on the ice partaking in practice, and by all accounts, contact drills, regular jersey, on his own line.
That makes me think, like, did he actually have a concussion? Or did he just get a headache? Did he get hit in the head and had a headache?
Well, I mean, there was no doubt, like, regardless of whether you think how it happened, if there was intent or not, he got cross-checked in the side of the head. Like, that was a hit, and he was in some trouble getting up. That's the one thing about concussions, though. I have literally seen guys get knocked out and be 2 days later fine. I've seen other guys get a puck on the chin, for example, and be out 2 months. Like, the body, that's why concussion specialists, these doctors, like, it's still a lot unknown until you cut into somebody's head, and that's afterwards.
I guess they're all
passed
different,
away.
Too, because, I mean, we're talking about a guy that's been highly documented his concussions in the past. And now he gets his fourth or fifth, and 3 days later he's back practicing?
I don't think he plays tomorrow.
Wouldn't
I
you
don't.
Still be shocked if he did play tomorrow?
I would be
shocked.
Even with the practice today, I would still be very, very surprised.
Well, if you're going to put just the sporting element to it, you're up 3-1, and you throw him right back in?
Well, context really shouldn't matter when you're talking about a concussion. It shouldn't matter if it's Game 7 of the Cup Final or the first game of the exhibition season.
You're talking about
an injury here that can alter your life short-term and long-term. And I'm fearful that when it comes to Crosby, he may have to deal with that long-term as it is. Like, he's already hit a point with concussions and brain injuries where he could be dealing with some serious problems 20, 30, 40 years down the road. I hope I'm wrong, but that wouldn't shock me if that was the case. But the fact that he's on the ice, it does make you wonder, like, what's happened over the past 48 hours? What happened yesterday when they kicked everyone out of the practice rink? Was he out there doing the same thing?
Right.
And he was asked about it today, and everyone's got their own opinion on if he should come back and whether or not he should play tomorrow and how delicate the whole topic is. But he said, listen, I've been through this enough where I know my body, I know the reaction, I know what I'm looking for. And you do have to grant him the benefit of the doubt that he's actually been in this situation before.
Right.
So he can actually skate around and be like, oh, this feels like the first time or
this
the second
part of
time
my
or the third time.
Was here. I'm at this stage. Or
right.
It's unfortunate that he knows that already, but it's the reality. And he's right. Only he knows his body. And that's why I get a little frustrated with you know, a doctor saying, well, if it was him, I would tell him to retire. If it was an amateur. Yeah, well, it's that amateur is not Sidney Crosby. That's the truth. And you can find any doctor that could have his own opinion on it. Sidney Crosby still wants to play. And that's his choice. And if the league is going to do their best, or the team and the league should do their best to make sure that he has a healthy life afterwards – and there is a protocol, but if he's ahead of the game, I'd still be shocked if he plays tomorrow. I'd just be shocked.
If he goes on to win the Stanley Cup this year, do you think he shuts it down and says that's enough?
No.
I don't think so.
No?
I don't think so. I don't. The fact that he's on the ice today, I think, says a lot about, like, what is one more Stanley Cup? He's got two rings, two gold medals, Hart trophies. He's a lock for the Hall of Fame. He's already a top 10 player all time. What more is he going to prove?
Yeah.
So no, I think it's just, this is his life. This is what he does. He has a passion for it.
Yeah. Like,
I don't think it changes based on the outcome of this playoff.
No, there's players that want to play as long as they can because that's their, I mean, look at Jaromír Jágr. Do you think he needs to prove to anything? The guy just is a freak and wants to play. And I think Jerome Iginla's going through it right now. The guy turns 40 July 1st. I was back and forth with him the other day. Like, yeah, I'm not sure what I'm going to do. Like, legitimately, like, he's not trying to give me any insight. The guy loves hockey. He's
now, the only
old
thing I would say about that is they're in different spots.
Correct. Doesn't
right?
have
like, the only way I could see Crosby deciding to walk away is if someone got to him, like Chris Pronger called him.
Right.
And said, listen, Sid, you got to understand what I've been going through here.
Right.
Because he had a horrible concussion. He had to retire as a result.
Yeah.
And you know him really well, Noodles. He's still having problems at times. I mean, by all accounts, he's closer to normal than he has been in a long time. But when he first had to leave the game, he was in, like, dark rooms for a long
time.
Well,
there was. But the only difference, and I'm not making excuses for it, there was also an eye injury involved.
Right.
So there was a combination of both with Chris.
But my point is, a guy who's been down the road.
Correct, 100%.
Calls him up and says, I got to be honest with you, Sid. I'm just telling you anecdotally from my own standpoint.
It's a great point.
I don't know if you want to be 40, let alone 50 or 60, and potentially be in a tough spot.
That's true.
Because that would be
a really good point.
Quite difficult to deal with, talking to someone who has been in your skates, a hockey player. Like, yeah, it's one thing for a doctor to say it. It's one thing for guys like me to say it.
Right.
People on TV, radio. It's different if it's someone who was in the game, like Pat LaFontaine Eric Lindros.
Calls him up and says, hey, this is what I went through. I played with a guy named Brad Berenka, who's a really, really bright guy. And he had to retire because of concussions and had some real serious issues afterwards. Came out the other end, went back to school, became a lawyer, was offered partnership. Now he's left, started an analytics company, and does a really good job. And I track a lot of their data because he's made me privy to some of it. And, I mean, it would be interesting to see what he would have to say to Sidney Crosby, because you're right, he may have a different take on us just talking about it. Because he may say, oh, I've been at that stage, but, you know, after the eighth one or whatever, boy, that stage doesn't come back. Or this, it would be, you know, I don't know.
It would be a heavy conversation.
It would be a heavy conversation.
I would think based on what I know of the hockey community, I'm not sure anyone would go out of their way to reach out. They wouldn't want to overstep their boundaries. But if Crosby decided, you know what, I'm going to reach out just to see what these guys have to say, I think they would probably take them through their whole.
That's what he should do in the summertime. Just say, I got to pick these guys' brains a little bit. Well, no pun intended, but
yeah,
just kind of see where they're at, what they went through, what they experienced. Because I don't want to hear something really bad, and I don't want to go through that.
I believe that a few of them have crossed paths, because I went in my conversations with Chris, he was seeing Sidney specialist, because Sidney, I guess, is a world-renowned guy, deals with that, and a lot of guys do go to see Sid's guy,
right,
whatever. It's not Sid's guy, a guy who's worked with Sid.
So, well, we'll see if he's going to play tomorrow. That would be quite the story. We got two games in the NHL tonight. Jeremy Roenick will join us to help us tee up the games tonight, look back on the game last night. And he played a long time in Chicago. How about this news out of Chicago? Jay Cutler is hanging him up and stepping right into the broadcast
booth.
How
old is he? 27?
No, he'd be in his early 30s now. He'd be around my age probably, 32, 33.
Don't you think he'd be good?
I don't know. He's got a weird attitude. Like, I guess they took him through a couple of mock broadcasts. And
he killed it.
And he was unreal. So maybe he will be, but he's got that vibe to him that he just sulks all the time, and he's apathetic, and nothing matters. And if I'm a Bears fan, I don't know if I would want Jay Cutler calling my games.
Really?
He's so despised in Chicago. So we'll see what Roenick has to say about that, and we'll catch up with him and Carlo Colaiacovo in studio for the full hour and the 6 p.m. hour. This hour of Mail-In Friday is brought to you by Old Tomorrow Craft Beer. Just like Canada, Old Tomorrow Canadian Pale Ale is feisty but polite. You're awesome, Canada. So is our beer. Overdrive continues on the TSN Go app. All right, Grit Grinder later in the hour. Teeing up Game 3, Raptors-Cavaliers. Jurassic Park, not shockingly, will be closed tonight. It's been closed a lot. Like, it feels like almost weather. Whenever the Raptors play, it's just garbage weather.
Let's hope that's not foreshadowing.
Well, it was actually nice a couple of nights ago, and they got smoked.
There.
I like how Tyronn Lue and LeBron, they're all like, we're taking it seriously. We don't want to see it happen again this year the way it did a year ago, where they were up 2-0, then they came into Toronto and the Raptors won game 3 and 4. So it's like more patronizing. No, we're going to take it seriously this time. And
this time around, we're actually going to try.
Yeah, and Kyle Lowry's a game-time decision. I think he'll play.
Yeah, he'll play.
That's kind of – I'm not getting into that.
You think he'll be limping around?
Oh,
and
it's just things aren't going well. I don't know. Who knows? Not getting into that one.
You think he'll be?
I think you know exactly what I'm getting
I know to. What you're getting at.
I think if they're losing badly, he may not finish the game.
And the series.
It's over anyway, but if they lose tonight, there's no way they're winning game 4. They will get smoked in game 4.
You think it's U-Haul material?
Yes. If they lose tonight, Trivago guy will be walking around the dressing room. Grit Grinder later in the hour. We'll catch up with Jeremy Roenick in 2 minutes. I've noticed a trend, because we're going to try to get Jeremy Roenick on the line. Steph claims that she talked to him earlier, and he committed to this time slot. Fergie's the best in the business.
Yes.
We love Fergie, and he usually does a great job of teeing up whatever our next segment is.
Right.
But sometimes he's got so much information in his SportsCenter update, he just ends it with details on the Jays or the Leafs or whatever, then he's like, all right, that's it, SportsCenter update, here's Overdrive.
Right.
Generally, when he gets a chance to plug whatever guest is coming up next, that guest always stiffs us.
So you're thinking JR is going to stiff us?
I wonder if he was listening and waiting to see if Fergie was going to say up next, Jeremy Roenick from NBC, and he's like, I'm not going to answer now.
There you go.
So we'll see.
Flushed our call.
Hopefully he calls
I think JR, he'll call it.
He's a friend of the show.
He is.
So Jay Cutler is retiring from the NFL and rolling right into the booth. He's pulling a Tony Romo.
It's real interesting, these guys that are near the end. Now, Cutler, do you think he would have gotten signed? Do you think he would have gotten a deal from anybody?
Hold that thought for a second. CP24 is currently doing a Good Life Marathon update with an organizer. Steph, can you get that audio? We will play that on the air.
No, the whole thing.
Yeah. The whole audio. I was wondering.
Oh, look at that.
Look at that route. That is not good.
I was wondering why you were like pointing. So there is an update, maybe.
Yeah, so that starts up at Rosedale. I think we go down the Bayview Extension and then come across. And
that's our route.
And then we're going down Lakeshore.
Remember, we're on radio. Like,
yeah,
people
okay, never mind
our,
that. People Steph, try to get the info if you can from CP24.
No, get the audio.
Jay Glassman is on the phone, Good Life Marathon organizer. So
rewind it and play it.
Look at
full.
They're showing video of people running in kilts. Look at that grinder.
There's a guy in a kilt.
See, that guy's going to smoke
us. Here, I want to quickly read an email that I was sent. I love how the golf guys will get up at 5 o'clock in the morning and walk 36 holes, but can't get up for a fundraiser and walk because they'll lose a toenail. That's what somebody sent to me.
It's true.
We're going to be there on
golf.
Sunday.
You'll get up for golf any hour.
You'll get up at 5 a.m. and go and swing at the links?
All day long.
But here's the difference, Noodles. You have the option for a cart when you go and play golf. 10K is a different story. We're going to be there. Anyway, continuing with Cutler, I don't know. He was a free agent. He was, by all accounts, like, I guess the Houston Texans are not happy with him.
Right.
Because he was talking to some media outlet, and he claims he was calling the Texans about their quarterback situation, and they wouldn't even pick up the phone or return his calls.
That's a little greasy.
Well, they came out and said, wait a minute, Cutler, that's not true. Like, we called you back, and they probably talked to his agent. I don't think Jay Cutler is personally trying to call Bill O'Brien and essentially try to barter for a position on the depth chart. It was his agent. I'm sure eventually they got back to him and said, we're not interested.
Yeah.
Cutler is one of the most hated quarterbacks I've ever seen in my life. And he's an interception machine. He's got a horrible attitude. You catch him yelling at people all the time. I wouldn't sign him.
But how is he going to translate as a broadcaster then?
That's what I'm very curious to find out. I tweeted out earlier today, this is the first time I can recall where I am more intrigued and more excited to see the rookie debuts of three broadcasters than I am of like the rookie crop going into the NFL. We've got Tony Romo making his debut as the number one guy on CBS.
Okay.
And Romo's a polarizing guy, too. But by all accounts, people in Dallas really loved Romo.
Right.
Not the case with Cutler in Chicago. Bears fans hate Cutler. Hate him. And I think the first game he's calling is an exhibition game between the Titans and the Bears. This would be like Aki Berg calling Leaf games. Leaf fans would not be happy about that.
Yeah, I guess. Is that's the analogy?
Or Larry Murphy right after he left town.
Who's Steph's? Corey Cross calling the game.
Yeah, I don't know.
For some reason, Steph.
Steph hates Corey Cross.
I don't know why. Like, Corey Cross is an amazing person. I love that guy.
Well, and so is Aki Berg and Larry Murphy.
If he's in town, I would invite him for dinner, and I would make sure she leaves the house.
Oh, you would tell her to take a lap so Corey could come in.
Well, if she doesn't like him.
That would be an interesting move. And then Rex Ryan. Rex Ryan's going to be on Countdown on ESPN.
But you have to think, so if Jay Cutler doesn't feel like I'm getting a deal in the NFL, why not transition in the media, pays well for that gig, and you can have a 20-year career if you're good at it.
Enjoy your days sitting down here, boys, talking about sports, because somebody better comes along and picks up the phone and says, I might want to do that. We're all gone. You're gone, he's gone, I'm gone. That's just the way it happens. If somebody more relevant, more current...
You're calling the shot that at some point we are going to get an email from the higher-ups saying, you guys are stale, you're losers, you're pathetic, you have to leave. We have three guys who are better.
Well, you're in a better spot than me and him.
Yeah, why would you say that?
Because you're the host.
Yeah, you're the host.
But we're all equally involved
here.
Former
athletes don't generally get into the hosting job on the radio side. But we're the sports guys that used to play a game. And if more current guys come up and are good.
That's not true at all. You guys are personalities. You've built yourself into personalities.
But if Justin Williams calls up here and says to staff, like, hey, thinking about retiring.
Yeah. I want to do Overdrive.
I want to be on Overdrive.
I don't think they'd fire one of you guys.
No.
They wouldn't boot one of you guys.
Jamie McLennan.
Please take your stuff and get it out of the office.
You really think that if Williams wanted to take over your spot, they would actually tell you to leave?
I do.
Not a chance.
I wouldn't blame them for that. I would give them the finger on the way out and have all kinds of different language. But I wouldn't blame them. That's what you do. You get the more current guy.
It's a ridiculous
pass.
It has nothing
like
to depends
on it. It's just like Romo. It's a risk. He might not be better than me. And
that's
you
the
took
thing.
That risk, and I'll never come back.
That's the thing.
Once you gas me, I'm out of here.
If the guy gets on there and stinks.
Then you got a problem.
Okay, here's a question for you. Out of the three guys that are getting in, who do you think is aces, and who do you think will stink the joint out and will not last?
I think Rex Ryan will be very good.
You think so?
He's an animated guy. He's an outspoken guy anyway. I think he will be more committed because he's in the studio. He'll probably be sheltered a little bit more as well. Right, it will be on the host. It'll be on Trey Wingo. It will be on Randy Moss. It'll be on Charles
Wingo's
Woodson.
Taking over for Boomer.
Yeah, it'll be Trey. That's my understanding. I think it's going to be Wingo.
Okay.
So he's going to be sheltered more. Romo and Cutler, you're in the booth, and Romo's a two-man booth. Cutler is joining a three-man booth,
so he can kind of wade his way in.
Yeah, he can kind of just be the guy where maybe the
Romo's
host,
under the gun the most
because he's the number one guy.
No
he's knocking
kidding.
Phil Sims out.
Yeah,
Romo, I think, could be in the biggest trouble. But I think he's got a way better personality. He's way more likable than Jay Cutler. Cutler, what he's got going against him is he's Cutler. Like, people can't stand this guy.
People are going to go into it with just negativity right away, right? They're going to be like, I don't even like you to begin with. How are you going to win me over?
Yeah. But maybe the guy is nails.
Like, well,
there's a lot of unlikable people in the media.
I'll give him a shot. It's a different field. Like, he's not quarterbacking my team. Yeah. So you're talking about a completely different field of expertise and a very different experience. I'm not going into this thinking anything other than what I thought of him as a quarterback.
Right.
But this is a position. You're talking about the highest profiled sporting position in North American sports. There is nothing bigger than being a quarterback in the NFL. There's no bigger platform.
Here's a nice comment from Andrew about us. Best trio on radio. Wouldn't listen if Crosby, McDavid, and Ovechkin took over.
It's a lie.
Well, they don't have personality. But that's a perfect example. Do you think anyone would listen to Connor McDavid for 3 hours a day? It would be the worst radio show on earth.
Well, unless he came out of his shell.
I'm not sure it's a shell, though. I think that's just who he is.
That's just him, eh?
You know?
It's not for everybody.
No, it's not.
You've worked with all kinds of different athletes. Some either you can do it or you can't. I'm not trying to pump our tires. But some guys just... But the one thing I do realize about this business, and like you talk to so many different people, everybody doesn't like somebody.
Yeah, that's the truth.
There's people that hate you. There's people that can't stand me. There's people that can't stand him. There's people that don't like Bob McKenzie. It's just everybody doesn't like somebody. But you just got to make it to a point where they want to hear what you have to say.
Well, that's the truth. If you're coming into this business...
Where's Jeremy Roenick, by the way?
He doesn't like us. He's not a fan of our show,
well, it's because Fergie threw it out there.
Yeah, Fergie kind of jinxed it a little bit. We'll see if we can catch up with him later. But if you come into this business thinking you're going to get a 100 share in terms of ratings, you're going to get 100% of the audience loving you, then don't even show up because you're in...
No.
You are going to be disappointed very quickly.
A lot of times in this business, you're like a ref. People either like you or hate you. There's no in between.
Right. All right. Jay Glassman, who is an organizer for the Good Life Marathon, was on CP24. Do we have this clip? All right. Let's hear what he had to say.
We have around 8,000 registered. We also recognize that we will have a much higher rate of attrition this year in both our participation as well as, quite possibly our volunteers. We depend heavily on volunteers, over 1,000 of them out there to support the runners at aid stations and as marshals all along the course. And with the runners, again, with the weather, we expect that many will probably choose to run another day.
Can you play the last part again? Please?
With the runners, again, with the weather, we expect that many will probably choose to run another day.
We have that choice?
Well, let me look on the website to see if there's another day.
Dude, we know the route. We know the route.
All right. Well, we're going to investigate. Maybe
we
should
look at all of our options.
See, here's the only thing. I would postpone so that I could run it.
I'm thinking that might make some sense.
September?
Not September.
In September of 2024.
No.
When Overdrive is no longer a thing.
I'm telling you right now, if there is another race that we could push it back a couple weeks after my surgery, I'm doing it. And I will.
Okay.
Well, we know the route, though, so we can do it on our own another day if there's bad weather.
Maybe we should call up this guy, Jay Glassman, and get him to...
You think he's going
to
take our call?
I'll talk to him.
Calling into CP24. All right, let's look into it, all right? No, I don't know him personally, but seems like a reasonable guy.
Maybe we could have Matt Hughes call him.
No, we're calling him. Cold call him.
Matt's too dedicated. He was an Olympian.
But that's my point.
He thinks we're pathetic.
Is that his name, Jay Grossman?
Jay Glassman.
Jay Glassman will take Matt Hughes' call. He's not going to take our call.
Well, that's probably true.
That's my point.
All right. Tom Stirner may or may not join us. Carlo Koliakova, who knows if he'll be in studio.
He's had enough.
Blow his knee out.
Why?
Don't start with him. Are you just going to take runs on him for an hour?
No, he knows. He's got hurt a lot, man.
He's a beauty.
He is a beauty.
He's the best.
And he played in St. Louis, so we'll see if he agrees with you guys that it's actually a fun city.
It's a great city.
Overdrive continues, TSN 1050.
And now it's time for the 40-30 low center of gravity grit player of the game.
I'm a professional grinder.
We do have a little grit and grind when we reach in our pants and pull it out.
All right, here we go. Grit Grinder looking back on last night.
I'll go with Matt Zuccarello. He's a grit grower.
Mark Methot gave him a pop to the yap.
Yeah, but that was...
He's a little, like,
that
he is
should
a little
have been
rat.
Two each.
He is, but he's a good player.
He's an elbow player.
What are you laughing
player.
At? You got to text.
Someone sent a gif in.
Or of what?
A gif
writing?
Of Carlo Koliakovo. It's pretty hilarious. We'll let him see it. See we'll get it? Him let to him kind of break it? It down.
All right.
Who'd you go with?
Zuccarello.
I'm going to go with Chris Kreider.
I like that guy a lot, man. He is a real pain in the ass.
Kreider?
Yeah.
I just wish he had more, like, he's
He's the
big.
Guy that I would probably, take a 10-game suspension two-handing him, but...
But that's the thing. He doesn't fight. He
I
doesn't,
get it,
like,
but
just,
I just somehow think
huge.
He's effective.
He's massive. Like, he should be just dummying people. He bothers me that way. He's a guy that leaves you wanting more. But he can fly, scored last night. Give him some love.
This is going to be a very unique, creative, different grit grinder. I'm going with Erik Karlsson because I think his case for being the MVP of the league just continues to grow.
Right.
Because when he plays poorly or he misses time, this team is brutal.
Good. Yeah.
Like, they you said it the other day. He played so poorly, or he didn't play that one game. Three, and they got smoked. Last night, he wasn't himself. He leaves for the third. Karlsson. He's got to play 30 minutes and be the best player on the planet for them to win games.
Well, they've got to find a way to, because they've been brutal the last two and a half games.
Well, it's 2-2 going back to Ottawa tomorrow.
Yeah.
You're going to be in the building.
And,
triple
and
overtime.
Praying for triple overtime.
Just, like pulling out like a voodoo doll and praying for quadruple overtime.
Nope.
We might catch up with JR. Tom Stoerner ahead of game 3, Cavs Raps. Hour 2 up next. Overdrive continues. TSN 1050.